More and more studies are linking diseases to diet, including diabetes, heart disease, and many kinds of cancers. Commentator Heather King had breast cancer, and it made her change the way she eats.
When I was diagnosed a couple of years ago, every article I read mentioned the apparent connection between a high incidence of breast cancer and a high-fat diet. I thought my diet was relatively low-fat already, but on my next trip to the grocery store, I started reading those little fat content labels. I couldn't believe how much fat was in one tiny serving of cheese. Eggs, olives, and nuts, unfortunately, were also loaded with fat. Weren't you supposed to have some fat, I started wondering? Wouldn't you die otherwise, of grief, if nothing else? Over the course of the next couple of weeks, I read a ton of articles and books. I read A Cancer Battle Plan and the Breast Cancer Prevention Diet. I read the Cleansing Diet Schedule from a place called Health Quarters Lodge. I read about the healing power of juice fasting, the effect of sugar intake on phagocytosis, the importance of an acid-alkaline balance. I read about toxic diet, toxic dentistry, and toxic emotions. After I had read enough books and talked to enough people, I was confused. One book said to drink flaxseed oil, and another said to eat only the meal. One book said to eat nothing but brown rice and seaweed, another said to eat nothing but fruits and vegetables, and one man who had cured himself of supposedly fatal lung cancer told me that under no circumstances should you eat any fruit at all, because sugar feeds cancer. Alternative diets could be damned expensive. Swiss clinics where you got your colon irrigated every 5 minutes, a fat-fighting black walnut fungus that cost $85 an ounce. Many also seemed unnecessarily rigid. A glass of carrot juice at 10, a dish of grated beets at 2, any deviation could be fatal. That's when I decided I was not going to get too worked up about diet. Cutting down on fat had to help, but I knew if I got too fanatic about it, every slip would stress me out so badly I might as well start scarfing Valrhona truffles and creme fraiche 3 times a day. Let's face it. Even the most perfect diet couldn't necessarily save my life. Some of the studies, in fact, had come to the conclusion that it wasn't so much less fat as fewer calories in general that led to a lower incidence of breast cancer. Here at last was a theory reflecting my own dawning belief that spiritual and physical healing go hand in hand. Eating less was simple. It was free. It would require a change in my whole stance toward food. It only made sense that optimum health would come from not taking more than my share, by eating with attention and love. What seemed way more important than following the letter of any particular diet was learning to treat food as part of the sacrament of life. I cut down on sugar and coffee. I switched from cow's milk to soy. I began fasting once a week. But in the end, maybe the most radical change in my eating habits was this. When I sat down to dinner each night, I started saying grace.
Heather King, writer and attorney, lives in Los Angeles.